Now, experimental vaping among 11 to 17 year olds in Britain has increased almost double, 50% in a year. Sorry, not almost double, but increased by 50% in a year in what's being described by experts in the area as a tide of experimentation. The number of children trying out vaping has risen, and if you take it for Britain, you could certainly take it from here as well. The number of children who admitted trying vaping once or twice has doubled in the past 9 years, from 5.6% in 2014 to 11.6% this year. Those figures based on a survey of young people which is carried out in the United Kingdom and can be roughly extrapolated to be the same here. Even anecdotally on the streets, you can see many more children involved in it, many more of them prevalent and present on our streets. Now, the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, who was the Minister for Health, who brought in the smoking ban way back in the noughties, has said that vaping and e-cigarettes are the revenge of the tobacco industry, and he has called for a similar ban to the one being introduced in Australia, a crackdown on a ban on vaping and e-cigarettes in this country, saying this is the direction we need to go in. So what's at issue here? Just how bad has this become? How many of our children, indeed, between 11 and 17, are experimenting, and how much of a problem is it for our schools? Well, to talk more about this, I spoke to Mark Murphy of the Irish Heart Foundation. He's head of advocacy and environmental circumstances regards the Irish Foundation, and I talked to him about the explosion of vaping among young people.
Absolutely, Gerry, and like, when we speak to teachers or when we speak to people who work with young people, youth groups, and from young people themselves, they all say it's an enormous issue, and it's something that's kind of exploded in the past years. And only through like regulation can we kind of put a stop to it, because we know from evidence from the Ireland Health Research Report that that adolescents who use e-cigarettes are 3 to 5 times more likely to take up cigarette smoking. And the fact is that e-cigarettes, while they're much safer than traditional smoking, they are a gateway to smoking itself. And the fact is, if you're a young person using these e-cigarettes that often have high levels of nicotine, well, that actually can impact the development of adolescent brains. So the Irish Heart Foundation, we're deeply concerned. We think the government has to do far more to protect young people from the dangers of e-cigarettes and do more to help teachers and schools, because they're at the front line of dealing with the e-cigarette pandemic at the moment, or the epidemic that's taking place amongst young people. So we need much more action, because these aren't harm-free, and they are a gateway to smoking. And that's what we're concerned at the Irish Heart Foundation, that an entire new generation of young people will become hooked on nicotine and become eventual smokers.
Yeah. Would you be along the lines then of I suppose, when you look at it, what Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, said recently when he said, look, vaping is the revenge of the tobacco industry. Far from it being a way to get off smoking and be more healthier about your nicotine intake, it's actually possibly leading young people to get involved in smoking in the first place.
Exactly. And like, we recognise that adult smokers who have been smoking for 20, 30 years, who have tried every trick under the sun to try and quit smoking, we recognise that e-cigarettes can help long-term adult smokers to quit smoking, which is great. But the fact is, and all our concern lies with young people, and we would agree with the Taoiseach that most e-cigarette companies are now owned by the major tobacco companies. So
there's a reason for that. Like, they aren't doing it for the good of their own health.
No, exactly. They see it as an opportunity to get back and to get a whole new generation of customers. So we need more action to protect young people, because we know that this is the tobacco company coming back. Tobacco companies coming back, and they want to take control of these e-cigarette companies. Yes, promote the e-cigarette companies and e-cigarette brands to young people through flashy online marketing, make them look cool, like USBs, like these cool sophisticated devices, and incredibly attractive flavours like banoffee pie and bubblegum flavour.
Yeah, that would say, if you're looking at tobacco advertising traditionally, or advertising regulation towards children, if you're flavouring things in those sort of flavours, who is that aimed at other than children?
Absolutely, and we've done focus groups with third and fourth year students, and when we showed them all, you know, the e-cigarette packaging with their bright, juicy packaging and the flavors, all the young people themselves said that that kind of packaging, those kind of flavors, the bubblegum or candy floss, young people know that's targeted towards them. It's disingenuous for the e-cigarette companies, which are owned by the tobacco companies, to say that those kind of flavors are for helping smokers. know that through the online marketing and heavily the way they heavily push this stuff online through influencers and through the flashy packaging and the flavors, they're going for young people. And the fact is that there's too little protection for young people in Ireland. And at the Irish Hockey Nation, we've been campaigning for stronger regulation, which is a ban on flavors, plain packaging like smoking for e-cigarette companies, and a complete ban on online marketing or all forms of marketing of e-cigarettes, because it's a wild west out there for young people in e-cigarettes. And oftentimes they don't want to actually be vaping. There's a lot of peer pressure, they become addicted. So we need to help young people quit this terrible addiction, which is seen across every single school across Ireland. Every single playground and every single bathrooms in schools are now a place where kids go to vape.
Yeah, and look, there, we'll talk about that in a moment in terms of the scramble for schools to try and regulate this here, because it isn't smoking and the rules and the law doesn't kind of back them up in terms of what they want to try to do. But the health side of it, it is obviously, as you mentioned, e-cigarettes or vaping, much healthier than the thousands of chemicals you get through breathing in smoke from traditional tobacco smoking, but it's still nicotine. So is there... and is there other concerns over the chemicals that are used in the vaping?
Exactly. Like, we know the Health Research Board, Ireland's Health Research Board, showed that e-cigarettes have acute effects on health, including on lung injury, on asthmatic attacks, on poisonings. And the European Heart Journal showed that in their 2019 study, showed that e-cigarette use can damage the brain, heart, blood vessels, and lungs. Short-term risk there, and the fact is we don't know what the long-term health effects of e-cigarettes are. Obviously they're safer than smoking, but we just don't know what the long-term effects of e-cigarette smoking. And young people or anyone regardless of age, if they haven't been smoking, they should never ever take up an e-cigarette, because they can cause health harm, and the long-term effects are known. And the fact is that nicotine use when you're an adolescent can impact on brain development, and that's what we're concerned about. And once you're addicted to nicotine, there is a strong likelihood through the gateway effect that you move on to cigarettes, which also have nicotine, and we know how dangerous cigarettes are. So there's a huge health concern for young people around us.
Yeah, and there's the environmental argument then, particularly when it comes to disposable vapes. They're totally a disaster from an environmental point of view.
Oh, a huge. If you go into every store, you can see them, these disposable vapes, being sold, and often they can be bought and sold and then dispensed even in a bin, even if they're littered, it causes huge environmental damage. And they have lithium in them, which is, as you all know, with electric cars, are a hugely important source and hugely important metal source. But the fact is that they're tossed everywhere, they pollute our rivers, and they can actually pollute the soil. So there is a huge environmental aspect to this that we need to take account of. And young people themselves, they know the issues with the environment, and we'll have to change our ways for the climate crisis. But it's unfortunate that these disposable vapes are just pushed and pushed and pushed and marketed towards them, and they feel engulfed by it. And we welcome the government's decision to have a public consultation on banning disposable vapes, because there's no place for disposable vapes in Ireland or anywhere.
Yeah. Other countries have acted. Mark, the Netherlands have banned flavoured vapes this year. France says it could prohibit disposable vapes by the end of 2023. Australia are saying that they're going to ban them as well. In Ireland, children under 18 can legally buy vapes from any store, but that's being moved to close. Do they need to move as quickly as possible from your point of view?
Absolutely. That bill that's been looking to ban the sale of vapes to under 18s has been coming in since 2019, and it still isn't in place yet now. We're one of the last countries in the EU to have brought this ban in place, but we need to get that in straight away. But we need to go much, much further. We need to replicate the Netherlands and have a ban on flavours. We need to have a ban on all forms of advertising. We need to bring in plain packaging. And at the Irish Hockey Nation, we've actually started an alliance called Tobacco 21 Alliance, which has been campaigning for both cigarettes and e-cigarettes to be increased from 18 to 21. They did it in the USA at the federal level, and it showed that it had an impact in reducing youth smoking. So we think through Tobacco 21, ban on flavours, introduction of plain packaging, and ban on advertising, we can really protect kids and stop this use of e-cigarettes and protect the planet and protect the health of young people.
Final point, Mark, without those regulations, does it make it more difficult, I suppose, for schools to implement their own rules around what seems to be a big increase in vaping among young teenagers?
Oh, absolutely. Like, schools and teachers already have so much on their plate managing kids and dealing with the lives of kids, and they do such a great job. So the fact that they had to police the halls and police the bathrooms for vapes is another burden on schools, and so it shouldn't be put on them. The burden shouldn't be put on them to try and stop young people from vaping. I'm sure there's a lot of schools that are having a lot of success and do a lot of work around it, but this needs to be stopped from the government, and only the government can do that. Schools already have so much on their plate, and when we speak to any teachers, they are crying out for help. They're crying out for help to stop this epidemic that's happening in schools, because they're at the front line. So we need to help them.